Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord, and today I'm speaking with Jo Ingalls. She's a reporter for the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's start with some presidential politics. The Ohio Secretary of State ratified presidential candidates this week. So who's on the ballot?
Well, basically everyone's on the ballot. We've got, on the Democrat side, we've got President Barack Obama up for re-election, and all of the Republican candidates got on the ballot. Now, there's one exception here. Rick Santorum he's not on the ballot twice. If you look at the ballot, if you're a Republican and you go in to vote in the upcoming election, you will see that you vote for someone for president, and then you vote for their delegates if you're on the Republican side. And they're listed twice. Rick Santorum will only be listed once in some areas because he didn't file for delegates in three different areas. So in some areas of the state, for instance, Youngstown is one of those areas. If you're a Republican, you go in Youngstown to vote. You will only see him to be voted on as president. You will not get to vote for his delegates. That's just one of these things that it's a party, the way the party decides to do these things, they have them listed twice. You know, it can make a difference in the number of delegates that a candidate gets. But then again, it won't kill a candidate. Rick Santorum can certainly still get elected in Ohio without having those three areas in his as delegates.
And so the Democrats do that process differently then?
The Democrats do their process a little differently, but basically it's the same thing. Now, you know, it's going to be a very easy primary for the Democrats because you've got an incumbent Democratic president. With having an incumbent, it makes it somewhat easier. But remember back when President Obama was going up against Hillary Clinton for the nomination, the way that that works is that there are proportional delegates that come out of each area of the state. So say, for instance, that Hillary Clinton carried a county, she would get the delegates in that area or more of the delegates in that area proportional to the size of her win than Barack Obama. But Barack Obama obviously won the whole state. So it's the way that they split the delegates. They don't split them the same way that the Republicans split them, but neither party has winner take all.
Also this week in the news, there was some movement on the legality of executions in Ohio. I'm wondering, can you bring us up to speed on that?
Sure. There was a federal judge, Southern District, Greg Frost, who basically said that the state cannot execute Charles Lorraine. He's the inmate who's coming up for execution. And the reason is the Department of Corrections, the judge says, has not consistently followed its own rules when it comes to executions. And he lays out several different reasons why he thinks it would be a violation of Charles Lorraine's rights if he were executed by the state of Ohio right now. Now, we know that Attorney General Mike DeWine is fighting this decision by Judge Frost. DeWine says that, yes, maybe there have been times when the protocol hasn't been exactly followed. However, those times that they haven't been exactly followed, it hasn't made a substantial difference in anything that happened, and that the rights of the condemned inmate were not violated in any way, and it wasn't cruel and unusual punishment. So we're seeing this play out in the courts now. But, you know, this is at the same time, though, that we're hearing a lot of talk about people wanting to reevaluate the death penalty in Ohio. So this is something to keep an eye on for the future, because there could be some movement on the death penalty front in the coming months.
There was also some movement on the abortion bill called the Heartbeat Bill. That's the bill that would make it so that abortions could not be legally performed after the point at which a fetal heartbeat could be detected. What was the scene this week?
Well, we had a lot of kids down here at the State House. I don't know. I hate getting into numbers, but probably 50 kids. Parents were bringing their little ones down here, and they were all carrying signs and little teddy bears that had the sound of a fetal heartbeat in those teddy bears. The kids themselves were taking these teddy bears to the different senators here in their offices and asking them to vote for the heartbeat bill. And of course, that heartbeat bill would say that when you can hear a heartbeat in a fetus, that you couldn't abort the fetus. And there were a lot of kids down here, and it was one of these situations where the opponent said, oh, well, you know, they're using their kids here to make a point. Yeah, they were. But there were a lot of them down here. Media coverage was really high on it, and I think that's exactly what they wanted. As far as having any substantive effect, I'm not sure that that will happen.
I've been speaking with Jo Ingles. She's a reporter with the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.